Welcome to People Power and Politics. Hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.
Good day. My name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Many immigrants are coming to the United States of America now. Throughout the Caribbean, Latin America, they are coming to the land of honey. And it is the land of honey because the Americas have accumulated wealth through slavery, through separatism laws, through racial profiling. Hey, they have built wealth off of black, brown, and poor people, or all of the above. So when economies fail throughout the world, where do you go? And most of the people who come to America that come as tourists and whatever, and, traditionally, that's the door. You go in a plane, you get your visitor's visa or other type of visas, you come to America, you went to the U.S. consulate in various countries, and you got approved. When you get approved to come to America, you must have proof of income, you must show that you have the intent to return to your home country. And a lot of people who want to leave their countries, obviously those who have nothing, cannot obviously qualify for these visas. So there's this built-up mass of people who want to come to America because they have no opportunities in their own country. Additionally, a lot of those people have family here in America. And the problem with that is that a lot of these family-based petitions, it takes a long time. Brother-sister petition, 12 years or more. If you're from Mexico or the Philippines, 25 years, brother-sister petitions. If you're petitioning for a husband or a wife and you're a green card holder, that will take some years. If you have stepchildren, it takes even more time. If the children are over 21, more time. If the children are under 21, less time. So the U.S. immigration laws needs to be reformed where it could be a more humane system, getting people approved in a quicker way so that families are reunited. So when you talk about immigration, you're talking about human beings, uniting family. You went to Jamaica as a tourist and you fell in love with somebody there. How do you bring that person here? And it could be any country that they went to. So things happen. So family-based petitions has been traditionally the number one source of labor, new immigrants, for the United States. In New York City recently, the governor said, we have 20,000 jobs. And those jobs are obviously, as she said, in the services industry that pay very low wages. So a lot of the people coming across the border, the most desperate ones, who claim political asylum or may claim TPS, temporary protected status from Venezuela, these people are, for the most part, unfortunately, the ones with the least education, for the most part, and obviously, because of that lack of education, will earn normally the lower-paying jobs in the U.S. Eric Adams, the mayor of New York City, I don't know what to say about this gentleman, other than, either he doesn't have the proper advisors that are specialists in immigration law, like myself, a member of the American Immigration Lawyers Association since 1998. That's like a quarter century. also a publisher of the Immigrants Journal, a publication since 1998 also, 25 years this year. We did ask to see the mayor, but that meeting hasn't been scheduled yet because we would like to give him some truthful advice. And he doesn't need to go to Mexico or Guatemala or El Salvador, whichever countries he's going to. All he's doing is wasting the taxpayers' money. He's going there so that he could be photographed. But immigration is a federal issue, Mr. Mayor, not a city issue. You have no power. The people who have power are in Congress, and they can't even balance a budget nor do proper extension so that the United States of America doesn't shut down. 90% of all immigrants come into America become Democrats. Why would a Republican want immigrants when these immigrants, 90% of them, eventually become a Democrat? So the Republican Party doesn't have a political reason to want to have comprehensive immigration reform nor solve the issue at the border. According to KKK, Russian Trump, let's build a wall. And he obviously is looking at the long-term viability of the Republican Party. So if the Republican Party doesn't change their attitude towards immigrants, doesn't change their attitude towards, people living in poverty, if the U.S. government doesn't, why doesn't the U.S. government stop interfering with the political affairs of other countries? The United States of America, whether it be KKK, Russian Trump, or President Biden, they have destroyed Venezuela. And if you destroy a country and 7-8 million people have to leave, where are they going to go? They're going to come to America because Trump said, guys, come here. Your country is not worth anything. Similarly, Biden is doing the same thing. And granting TPS for the Venezuelans took too long. It shows your immoral values, Mr. Biden, encouraging people to come, to destroying a country of Venezuela and then not welcoming their people. In fact, what you're supposed to do is just fly them in straight from Venezuela. Yeah, because the U.S. has destroyed the Venezuelan economy. And all of this to say because the government is not appropriate. The government is never appropriate anywhere, including the United States of America. As the Bible say, take the beam out of your eye before you take the beam out of other people's eye. Because you, the big Christians in the Republican Party and big Christians in the Democratic Party, you all really don't understand why Jesus Christ died for us. My name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Visit our website, the Immigrants Journal. It's a wonderful website. And learn about the U.S. immigration laws, the politics associated with those laws. You could get that link at our Ask the Lawyer website at www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. Again, the issues that we have in immigration, it is not very complicated. It is very simple. There's a war that the Republicans have on immigrants, and that war is based on the fact that most immigrants become Democrats. No political party in the world could survive by bringing people into America that doesn't want to be Republicans. Eventually, they become Democrats because they are the party that is advocating for comprehensive immigration reform, that is advocating for those in poverty, that support civil rights laws in America, that understand that corporations are getting away with murder when they don't pay their taxes. These are some of the issues why people choose a political party. They want a party that represents their interests. Unfortunately, there are networks that feed most of these Republicans, information that is untruthful, that is unchristian-like, and that is actually total lies. And people, unfortunately, not intelligent enough, can make decisions as to what is right or wrong. It is not an excuse for these people, but these people are being manipulated by the Republican establishment. And KKK, Russia, and Trump, if he becomes the President of the United States of America, is going to destroy America. It is very important, if you don't know something, read, understand. If you're not educated enough, get people, get representation, lawyers who could understand and interpret things for you. Some of the immigration issues that we have for family-based petitions, when people petitions take a long time, is because people prefer to hire somebody in their neighborhood, pay them money, sometimes even more than a lawyer, and these people do not understand immigration law. In New York State, for example, you have to be certified to fill out forms for people who want to apply for any immigration benefit, and there's a fine for it. However, these people disobey the law and give legal advice. In America, we call them notarios because they're notorious for destroying people's life. What you pay for in America is what you get. If you pay for bad food, you get bad food. So if you want to, you want to go to a store where you could buy a whole nice meal for $2, $2 is what you get. You get $2 type meat, you get $2 type rice, you get $2 type whatever. If you pay more money, you get a better quality food and service. Similarly, if you have immigration issues, you have to hire an attorney with experience, whether it be immigration law, matrimonial law, bankruptcy laws, wills, trust, and estate planning. Some of the areas that we practice in, you need attorneys with experience. And what you see a lot, unfortunately, is, again, there are predators in society. They will fill out the forms for you and give you bad advice that you shouldn't be getting from them legally in the first place. The lawyer that you hire does make a difference. You could pay a consultation fee and save thousands of dollars. A green card is worth a lot of money because once you are legalized, you could get the type of job that you qualify for and have the protections of the unions and contracts and what have you. Do not underestimate the power of an attorney when you do your immigration issues. As a member of the American Immigration Lawyers Association, we get bulletins every day. They give us continuing education. So hire an attorney, at least, who is a member of the American Immigration Lawyers Association, like I am. Again, the number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. And again, Mayor Eric Adams, when we met, I told you need to hire intelligent people. And if you did, these intelligent people, you should listen to them. As my grandmother would say, you're making a puppy show of yourself. You are just proving to the people of New York City that you are not qualified for that job position. You need to change and change quickly because New York City, with a budget of over $110 billion, is the budget of over 100 countries. You have a lot of power, and that power should be used in the proper and honest way. You need to get your act together. You'll be there until 2025, but 25 and onwards is not guaranteed, and it shouldn't be guaranteed for any elected official. My people, you cannot vote for a mayor because of his color. You cannot vote for a mayor because you like him, because he makes good jokes or whatever. New York City, you need to have a mayor that is intelligent, that put intelligent people around them and make decisions that are in the best interest of our people here in New York City. And the mayor has to be more accountable. Again, the number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Our website, www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. Peace.
People Power in Politics. Hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power in Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.